الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم When Ibrahim and Ismail raised the foundations of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, O Allah, accept from us, verily you are the one who hears and you are the one who knows. This ayah establishes a very important sunnah of the messengers and a very important concept when making dua. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-mukhu al-ibadah," that the dua is the essence of ibadah. Dua is that very, very unique window in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to directly request or seek something from Him. It's the main tool of the believer. If you have any desire, any goal, any aspiration, any hope, you put it in the form of a dua and you submit it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you have a window, you know, and traditionally if you look at traditional literature, when there's a window and there's someone who's beloved, then people use that window to converse. So if somebody opens a window and you have a friend and you converse through that window, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also opens windows from the skies. At times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens windows from the skies for His believers to request whatever they desire. One of those times is after Jummah, or on the day of Jummah. So we know from Hadith that there is a certain period in the day of Jummah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens His mercy to such an extent that any dua that you make, it's immediately accepted. There's this moment on the day of Jummah when any dua is accepted. Now, we don't know when that moment is. We have ideas, but we don't know for sure. But we do know that that moment exists based on the hadith. Similarly, another time of dua is after fasting. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-du'a'u inda al-fitri mustajaba," that the dua that's made at the time of opening the fast, it's accepted. So that's another time when the window of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for us to seek those things that we truly desire. So you'll find throughout our tradition that there are so many occasions when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this incredible window in which you get to directly ask and seek for whatever you desire, and you get to seek it from the person who, from the only entity in the whole world that can grant it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayah actually highlights another time when such windows open, when such windows of opportunity open, and that is after the completion of an act of ibadah in general. In this particular instance, you have two of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reconstructing the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as soon as they finish, they make a dua and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from them, and then they continue and they make several other du'as, including one for the Prophet ﷺ, meaning let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the Prophet ﷺ to the land of Mecca/Medina. So this highlights really a very important idea, and that is that whenever you do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afterwards you should put in some sort of dua. And you find it throughout the Quran, whenever the Prophets or the different stories of the Quran or even throughout the lives of the Sahaba, when they would sacrifice, they would use that as an opportunity to make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this day and age, it's so important that we use that as one of our tools. We've gotten into the situation where we have left Allah and we've looked at ourselves and started using our own means to try to achieve our own aims. But the reality is that we have to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His assistance. And the way you do that is through dua. And dua, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Dua mukhul ibadah," But dua is the core of ibadah. It's the secret of ibadah. It's the essence of ibadah. And so these windows of opportunity, you look at the lives of the prophets and you look at the lives of the companions, the tabi'een and the tabi'een, and they took advantage of these times. You know, we wait for 7 o'clock because, you know, there might be some favorite, there might be a sports game that's going to occur at 7 o'clock. But the Sahaba, they waited for the time. They also took note of the time of the day. But they took note of the time of the day in a different way because they waited for those special opportunities when Allah's mercy opens itself even more than it normally is exposed. For example, the last one during the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the heavens, the lowest of the heavens, and asks, who is there who is worshipping me? Who is there who is seeking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? So this was what they looked forward to. This is what they sought after. So they had a daily schedule and they had a concept of time. But their whole concept of time was revolved around the mercy of Allah and when it exposes itself and what their responsibilities were towards their Lord. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to seek these windows and to use these windows where they exist.